squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Time for some hoops. 2022-23 season now officially underway. Jared Sleppy with you live from Seneca, home of the Nemaha Central Thunder, as they're playing host to the Centralia Panthers. Both teams start their brand new season here tonight. The Panthers are the number two team in the state according to the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association polls. As for Nemaha Central, they are the number five team in Class 3A. Recapping what happened last season, Centralia was just one possession away from winning their state title. They were 25-1 with a perfect 12-0 record in the TBL a season ago, losing to Pretty Prairie in that state tournament in Dodge City. Now sophomore Owen Dieters, last year in a freshman season, averaged 17.4 points per game and 6.5 rebounds per game last season, among the best, one of the best freshmen among all classifications, and she's looking to repeat or even expound upon a fantastic first year in high school varsity basketball. She was All-State and also, of course, All-TVL. As for senior Lena Haberkamp, Haberkamp, 10.1 points per game, 4.9 boards per game. She was second team All-TVL. And they are now led by new first-year head coach Dustin Thompson, with Roger Holdhouse also still on the sideline. He is now an assistant coach, taking a step back as Horace Hugh just led the football team to a state championship last weekend. A deep run in the playoffs. I'm thinking of Nemaha Central, who got the state championship. Let's talk about those Thunder, as they won their fifth straight Big Seven title last season. They went 18-6, 11-3. They won seven games in a row at one point in the year, and unfortunately, they had a pretty unprecedented streak snap of 20-plus wins for seven consecutive seasons, unable to get that last year as they lost in the sub-state final to Silver Lake in overtime in a thriller. They are led by head coach Haddon Hill-Jent, 12th year at the helm, with 222 wins with Nemaha Central and averaging 18.5 wins per season. And their ability to reload is going to be shown right in front of us, as they went 19-0 in junior varsity last year, but they are led by a pair of seniors, Addie Holdhouse and Ella Larkin. Holdhouse led the team in scoring with 14 points per game, 6 rebounds per game, also a fantastic defender, averaging 2 steals per game as well. She was first team all Big 7. And as for Larkin, she averaged 7 points and 7 rebounds per game, and she actually averaged more steals per game at 2.6, and she had 2.2 assists per game as well. She was honorable mention all Big 7. Taking a look at what's coming up for both these two teams in the month of December. Of course, after tonight, it'll be Centralia going back home. They have 3 consecutive home games against Care Paravel next Tuesday, next Friday against Hiawatha, and then they'll host Onega on the 13th, followed by back-to-back road games against Washington County and Wetmore to finish off the month of December. As for the Thunder, they go on the road for the next 3 games. After tonight, they go to St. Mary's, Holton, and Hiawatha on next Tuesday, Friday, and the following Tuesday on the 13th. Then on the 16th, they are back home against Perry Lee Thompson before going back on the road to take on Sabetha. These two teams have faced off each other for 4 consecutive seasons, and it's garnering a pretty solid rivalry between two teams that are geographically pretty close to each other. We're going to step aside for a break. We'll come back with more here on 92.1 KMCA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. The next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. They're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
KMZA.
Centralia and Nemaw Central coming up here in just a bit as our starting fives are being announced. Let's get to them. First for the visitors, Centralia. We'll have Lena Haverkamp, or excuse me, Haverkamp, did that again, the senior. We also have Jaden Wells wearing number 10, also a senior. And a junior, number 12, Tori Kuckelman. Number 15, a sophomore, Owen Peters. And number 20, a senior, Kyra Bergman. And for Nemaha Central, number 3, a 5'11 sophomore, Callie Honeyman. Number 12, a 5'9 senior, Ella Larkin. Number 15, a 5'10 senior, Addie Folthouse. Number 30, a 5'6 sophomore, Cammie Dollinghouse. And number 31, a 6-foot sophomore, Reagan Garrity. Should be a good one here for you tonight between two teams that are ranked in the KBCA polls and coming off a pretty solid 2021-22 seasons. They're looking to get things geared up here for this upcoming 2022-23 season as well. Nemaha Central will be in their white on whites with the purple letters and the blue numbers. As for the Panthers, they're going black on black with the orange letters and orange numbers as well with the white trim. Just saw the junior varsity finish up their games, and one of my own personally is I arrived here in August. One of my favorite places to come call games at. It's just a phenomenal place. Great atmosphere. Expected to be jumping here tonight for both games. We're about to get this season underway. Tipping off for the Panthers will be Haverkamp. And for Nemaha Central, it will be Holthouse. There's the whistle, and here we go. Thunder win the tip. They're going right to left across the radio dial. Left to right are the Panthers. It's going to be Dollinghouse with the ball first. Cross-court pass, far side to Honeyman. The sophomore surveys the field, gives it up to their leading scorer, Holthouse. Drives to the left side, stops, and retreats. Cross-court pass slipped out of her hands, loose. Picked up by the Panthers momentarily, but it's going to be a jump ball. And possession arrow will favor Centralia. It was Bergman with the Panthers for it. A quick turnover on the first possession. Chance for the Panthers to get the first score of the game. Near side with the ball is Kuckelman. From the near side wing, takes the dribble, looking to hand it off. Just does get it to Dieters. She'll work from the top of the key. Defended by Honeyman. Goes to the far side. From the wing, surveying the court is Bergman. Driving, nice spin move to the inside. Haverkamp, nothing there. Pulling up, 15-footer, good. Owen Dieters gets the scoring started. 2-0 Centralia. Top of the key to the far side for Holthouse. Defended by Haverkamp. Should get it right back before briefly giving up to Honeyman. And Honeyman gets it right back. So they're moving the ball around the perimeter against Centralia's 2-3 zone. 2-0 Panthers. 6:50 to go. Opening quarter. Far side wing. Holthouse. Cross court. Near side Honeyman. Those two have been touching the ball a lot in this possession. Coming off curl screen. Dollinghouse for three. That one too strong. Ball tipped up in the air, loose, and picked up by Honeyman. She'll drive right side, stopped by double team, stripped away, turnover to Owen Dieters. Driving far side, stops in the corner, now trying to go at it again. She retreats to the wing. And she bumped into, I believe that's Honeyman that's going to pick up the foul. And it is the 5'11 sophomore, Callie Honeyman, picks up her first personal. Team foul number one as well. And ball deflected on the inbound, trying to keep it alive, unable to do so, was Addie Holthouse. Good hustle by the senior. Inbounding in the backcourt, 6:23 to go, Centralia, 2-0 lead on Omaha Central. Working left to right are the Panthers. Haberkamp, the senior, drives left side, getting past her man Dollinghouse. Stops the short corner, gives up Peters, far side corner. Drives middle, gets it past the double team, shot up. No good from straight away, about 5 feet off the backboard. Good defense by Omaha Central. They get the rebound as well. Top of the key, here's Ella Larkin. Pass down low, a little bit wide of Addie Holthouse. And another turnover for Omaha Central. Already two turnovers for Omaha Central. 2 minutes into this one, still just 2-0. Setting up the offense, man-to-man. For Omaha Central, pass is deflected from behind, but gathered by Haberkamp. Hands it off to Wells. Thought about the three was Kuckelman. Then she hands it off. Haberkamp drives, pulls up 13-footer. That one's too strong. Rebound goes to Ella Larkin. Cross-court pass, far side corner. Dollinghouse drives baseline. That's up off and an easy lay-in for Reagan Garrity. And Garrity gets her first points of the season, and we are tied 2-2, 5:21 left to go opening quarter. Peters sees a crease in the defense. She drives, and she's fouled going up. That one goes against Honeyman again, and that is her second already. Second team foul as well. So she's going to have to come to the bench. Peters scored the team's first points. She'll attempt two free throws here. The first one is good. Couple substitutions for both teams. Centralia brings in Tatum Kramer, the sophomore. Second free throw is good, and in for the Thunder is Ella Ruski, the 5'2 senior. So Dieters quickly with 4 points. It's 4-2. Dollinghouse drives right side. Shot up, no good. And a rebound goes to Kuckelman. She'll bring the ball up, cross that court, gives up to Dieters. Peters from the far side wing. Nice little fake. She hits the Euro step and lays it in. Peters has scored all 6 points for Centralia, and they lead Omaha Central 6-2. 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Off a screen is Dollinghouse. Top of the key. On the near side corner. Nice pass down low. Getting across the screen from the near side of the paint is Kuckelman. Or excuse me, beg your pardon. Is Ella Larkin. She lays it in. And she gets her first points of the season. Short-range jumper is up and no good. This is from Wells. Might have been partially deflected. Back comes Omaha Central trying to push it up-tempo. Top of the key. Addie Holthouse. Coming across. Catching. Far side elbow. And getting stripped was Ella Larkin as Haberkamp gets the steal. Drives right side and she's bumped and fouled by Dollinghouse. Third team foul. First personal for the 5'6 sophomore. No fouls charged against Centralia so far, and the Panthers lead 6-4, 4:14 left to go, opening quarter. Pass on the inbound is deflected out of bounds by Dollinghouse. He'll stay with Centralia. Dieters inbounds for the Panthers. Stack formation. Pretty loose. Omaha Central able to defend it pretty well. Inbound goes out to Kramer. Kramer hands it off. Off a screen, Haberkamp drives. That shot's no good from about 8 feet. And rebound, short corner near side. Goes to Ruski. She'll bring it up herself. Defended by Dieters, and she bumps too physical that time for the sophomore, and she picks up her first personal and the first team foul against Centralia. So far, Centralia has been the more patient team on offense. Omaha Central has been a little bit too quick in their first couple possessions to slow things down. Fortunately for them, they only trail by one possession. Pass into the far side elbow, partially deflected. They get it out to the perimeter, driving and unable to get the shot to go, but the follow-up is good by Addie Holthouse. First shot up by Hallie Holthouse. Addy Holthouse's first of many baskets in the 2022-23 basketball season, and we're tied 6-6. Near side corner, driving baseline is Haberkamp. Kicks it for a three-pointer far side. That's an air ball, but a pickup and a score for Tatum Kramer off of Huckleman's miss. Kramer has her first basket. Centralia right back up by two. Far side wing, Hallie Holthouse passed into the perimeter to her sister, and she's fouled as Addy Holthouse working the far side block. That one's going to go against Cora Thompson, the freshman, as her first team foul number two. In the game for Nemaha Central, Maggie Cook. Inbound. I beg your pardon, I had the number wrong. That was Tammy Dollinghouse coming back into the game. Loose ball on the floor, picked up by Centralia, and Dusty Thompson, the head coach for Centralia, heads up timeout. And they'll get the ball out of the break. 3:11 to go, opening quarter. Panthers lead Nemaha Central 8-6. Step aside here for 30 seconds, 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
3 minutes, 11 seconds left in the first quarter. Centralia leading on the road against Nemaha Central, 8-6. Jared Slubby with you from Seneca. Dusty Thompson, first-year head coach, calling a timeout. The ball is on the floor. They get the ball out of the break. The coach is Roger Holthouse, longtime head coach. Pass inside is intercepted by Dollinghouse, trying to push the tempo a little bit too much. Up ahead is Garrity from the post. Nice block-to-block pass, but shot too strong by Ruski. Rebound for Centralia. Haberkamp brings it up, gives up Feeders from the far side wing. Now dribbles towards the top of the key. Defended heavily by Hallie Holthouse. She passes the near side wing. And driving baseline is Kramer. She'll give it up. Feeders from the near side wing. It's a screen. Gets some separation. Step back. Jumper is good from 16 feet. Oh, and Feeders, beautiful jumper. She now has eight in Australia. Now leads 10-6. 2:25 to go. First quarter. Up pass down low. Trying to get to Garrity in a double team. It's deflected away. Nice defensive play that time by Cora Thompson, the freshman. To cook it free. It's out of bounds. Thunder get possession. Inbounds to the high post for Garrity. Gives up to Honeyman. Pass down low. Coming off a screen. And no, they're going to wave it off. Shot was good by Ella Larkin, but it was after the whistle, excuse me. That foul is going to go to Haberkamp. Team foul number three. So Honeyman is in the game despite having two personal fouls for Nemaha Central. They trail 10-6 with the ball. Three ball on the way by Reagan Garrity, the 6-foot sophomore. Doesn't touch the rim. Rebound Centralia. Pushing it up ahead to Haberkamp. Passes behind her, but caught it. Driving, baseline side. Air balls the shot. Put back the other way, right to left for the Thunder. Larkin goes from end to end. She's bumped. Doesn't get the call, but she makes the shot anyway. Through the contact, the 5'9 senior for Nemaha Central brings the Thunder back within two. 1:46 to go in the first quarter. Top of the key for Thompson. High post. Dieters is pushed from behind. I believe that was Ruski to get charged with the personal. It will. Her first personal. Team's fourth. Inbound, far side corner for Haberkamp. Dribbles to the wing, now gives it off to Dieters. He'll drive middle. Treats to the top of the key. Short corner, driving baseline side is Kramer. She dribbles into a double team, tries to fight it out of there. Loose ball. And saving it from going out of bounds, and it's loose again. And it's a jump ball. And the arrow is going Nemaha Central's way. It's a turnover for Centralia. Pretty sloppy play there from both teams. The ball is going all over the place. 10-8. Centralia still leading Nemaha Central with 1:24 to go. in the first quarter. Dollinghouse will bring it up. Inbound from Ella Larkin. Petrelia goes to their 2-3 zone once again. Near side wing, Ruski, top of the key, thought about the three, instead swinging to the far side for Larkin. Larkin gives it up to the top of the key for Dollinghouse. She'll drive baseline into a trio of Panthers, and she's held as she falls to the ground. It's going to be a foul charged. Let's see who it's against. It's going to be against Haverkamp, and that is her second foul. Team's four. So both teams have 14 fouls. Nina Haverkamp and Callie Honeyman both with two personals. 106 to go in the first. Dumont Central with the ball, down 10-8. Inbound. Near side corner to Dollinghouse, top of the key for Honeyman. Gives it to Dollinghouse, now for the near side for Ruski, defended by Dieters. Nice handoff, drive Dollinghouse, right side, gets a crease, and she lays it in. Amy Dollinghouse with her first points of the season. 10-10, 45 seconds left. Dieters goes off a screen, dribbles into the corner, double team, kicks it out of there. Three ball open for Tori Kuckelman, and that one's too strong. Loose ball, and the rebound picked up by Dieters underneath the basket. Puts the shot up, too strong. Loose ball out of bounds, and it'll go to Nemaw Central. Chance for the Thunder to get a lead here with 31.9 seconds left. Of course, no shot clock, so they can hold on to this for the final shot. Tammy Dollinghouse, the 5'6 sophomore, bring it up once again. There's the far side wing for Honeyman. Surveys the court, now gives it to the top to keep for Ruski. Looking near side. Or, let's see, that's Holthouse. Holthouse has been held to 2 points so far here today. Leading score a season ago for Nemaw Central. 10 seconds left now. Moving the ball kind of slowly. Ruski, far side wing, top of the key. And it's contested three by Honeyman from the hip. And that one rattles off the backboard and in. Lucky shot for Honeyman. Her first points of the day. And Nemaw Central has their first lead of the day, 13-10. We'll step aside if you're listening to the Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Baja Central with a little late rally at the end of the first quarter to take a 13-10 lead. It was a 7-0 run, to be exact. It was 10-6. And out of the break, Panthers are going to get the ball. And we're back underway. Dieters brings it up. She had 8 points in the first quarter. Of course, leading all scorers. Ella Larkin led Nemaw Central scores of 4 points. Dieters still with the ball. A one-handed pass is intercepted. Fantastic job saving it from going out of bounds with Ella Larkin up ahead all alone. Addie Holthouse will lay it in. She now has four. It's 15-10 Nemaw Central as the run grows to 9-0. Far side wing, here is Tori Kuckelman. She gets stripped of the ball and knocked out of bounds by Holthouse, and it will stay with Panthers. Addie Holthouse, to be specific. Checking in for Nemaw Central is Hallie Holthouse, 5'6 sophomore. Addie is a 5'10 senior. Going off that spectacular volleyball season. Dieters drives baseline, gets away from a couple defenders, and she's fouled near the block. If I can count correctly, I believe that's the fourth time she's been fouled herself already. That one goes against Dollinghouse. That is her second foul. Callie Honeyman already has two fouls herself. That is a 15th foul. Dieters to inbound, looking for someone to get open, lobbing it up top. and get defense by Holdhouse to poke it free. It's loose on the floor in the backcourt. It goes out of bounds underneath the Thunder basket, and it'll go to Centralia. So they'll have to go the full length of the court here on this next inbound, making things just a little bit easier for them after having a tough time inbounding the last time. 7:10 to go, second quarter, 15-10, Omaha Central leading Centralia here in Seneca. Peters can't get away from a screen, so she'll dribble away from it, and it's an offensive foul as he just pushes off. And that's going to be her second personal. 15 foul. So both teams with five team fouls. Centralia has been a while since they've scored. Again, 2-3 zone. Full court on the inbound, though, for Centralia's defense. Holdhouse driving baseline, and she's going to push off and get charged for an offensive foul. Setting that one up was Cora Thompson. And Holdhouse picks up her first personal. Team foul number 6, so Panthers are now in the bonus. Checking in for Centralia is Lena Haberkamp. Tori Kuckelman checking out. And Haberkamp has been running point all night. She'll bring it up. Once again, left to right for Centralia this quarter. Kick it to the near side for Kramer. Now top of the key, Haberkamp. Pass far side. Wells fires a three, and that one's good. Their first three-point basket of the night. In their first basket, the second quarter is 15-13. Omaha Central still on top. Nice pass from high to low. The shot is good. Turning around is Garrity. It's her first basket of the second quarter, second basket of the game. She has 4 points. And right back, nice behind-the-back move by Dieter. But she gets poked from behind by Ruski, and she doesn't give up on the play. Back comes the Thunder. Ruski, pass down low, deflected away. Nice hands by Thompson, but retained possession is the Thunder. Shot up no good. Rebound Larkin. Underneath the basket, but she has it ripped away. Turnover. Thompson rips it away. Action starting to pick up here. Peters drives near side underneath the basket. Cross-court pass. Long two. Too strong this time from Kramer. Loose ball out of bounds. Last touch by Dieter. 17-13, Omaha Central leads Centralia. 5:52 left to go, second quarter. Centralia is in the single bonus. Thunder have committed 6 fouls. Centralia has only committed 5. Far side wing for Dollinghouse. Top of the key. Here is Callie Holdhouse. Her sister on the near side post. Gives it up. Far side for Ruski. Short corner. Nice pass from Larkin to Holdhouse. Goes from block to block, and she scores. And Holdhouse now has 6. With 4 points coming in this quarter. It's 19-13, their largest lead of the game. Quickly, Centralia, a three-pointer off the side of the backboard. Loose ball on the rebound. It's going to be a jump ball. That shot was missed by Jaden Wells, a senior. And the arrow pointing towards Omaha Central. Turnover by Centralia. End of the first quarter, early second quarter. Centralia's offense has been struggling. They had as much as a 10-6 lead. Now it's 19-13, Omaha Central. As mentioned, their largest lead of the game so far. Ruski, pass down low, working the post. Is Larkin kick out, giving it to Holdhouse, working the opposite post on the far side, dumping it back to Ruski. Far side, here's Dollinghouse. Couple pump, fake passes. On the near side for Hallie Holdhouse. Top of the key. Possession starting to slow down here as they retreat to the Omaha Central end at the middle of the court. Stripping it away and getting a steal as Haberkamp, taking it away from Larkin, back from the Panthers, looking to get their offense going again. But it's going to be stolen right back. Larkin takes it away, and her layup is good. Beat the defense back, and Omaha Central now has an 8-point lead. Larkin now with 6 points. Now another steal, this time by Holdhouse. From the left side, just right to lay it in, she's fouled from behind by Haberkamp. That is her third personal with 4:25 left to go in the second quarter. Owen Dieters not in the game as she has 2 personals. Free throws coming for Ella Larkin. Personal on the way is good as the first free throw attempted of tonight and, of course, the season as well. So it's now 22-13 as their lead continues to grow here in the mid portion of the second quarter with 4:25 to be exact remaining in the first half. To mention that that was Centralia's 6th team foul this first half. Whistle and a lane violation by Dollinghouse. Didn't go in anyway, so the score stays 22-13. Sears is back in the game. She just checked in. As mentioned, she does have two personals. He'll inbound it to her. Nemaw Central will bring a full court press, and Peters is fouled, trying to bring it up. And she'll shoot 1-1. That one's going to be against Ruski, and that is going to be her second personal. Big free throw's coming up for Dieters, trying to see the ball go through the net, as she has not scored here in this quarter. She had 8 points in the opening quarter. Fernandez no good off the left side. Rebound goes to the right side, picked up by Addie Holhouse. She'll bring it up herself. Beats Dieters, past the corner, far side for Honeyman. Gives it right back to Holhouse. She misses three. Long rebound picked up by Tori Kuckelman of Centralia. Dieters from the near side wing drives baseline, gives it up. This is Bergman, top of the key. Now far side for Kuckelman. Dieters gets it, far side corner. Halfway through the fourth quarter now, the second quarter. Dieters picks it up, drives middle, stops. Far side elbow, kind of a weird looking shot. It's no good. And goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Panthers. Looks like a little bit of a forced shot as UMass Central's defense really tightened up on that possession. It really has tightened up as a whole here in the second quarter, as they've only allowed 3 points so far in this period. That was a Jaden Wells three-pointer. Senior for Centralia knocking down that basket. Near side wing for Honeyman. Gives it short corner to Addie Holthouse. Kind of an awkward pass and deflected. Almost thrown away. It's jump ball. She tried to go from the near side short corner to the far side elbow. A dangerous pass. A lot of hands were able to deflect that and not let it get to its target. 22-13, Nemaw Central leading Centralia with 3:30. Let's go second quarter from Seneca. Peters brings it up for the Panthers. Is it to Kuckelman from the far side wing? Now the pass to Bergman is deflected out of bounds by Garrity. He'll stay with the Panthers. Kuckelman inbound. Nemaw Central is not allowing any easy passes here tonight. Even on these inbounds, they've been tough on those as well. Peters from the top of the key trying to get some space. She gets a screen, goes away from it, drives to the far side short corner, dumps it off, three-pointer on the way by Kuckelman. That one's too short. Long rebound out of bounds. And Nemaw Central gets it back with 3:06 left to go. Both teams are in the single bonus. Centralia brings Jaden Wells back into the game. She started. She will check in for the freshman Cora Thompson. Centralia back in their 2-3 zone. They've been doing that all night so far. Nemaw Central has been in man-to-man. Near side wing. Thought about the three was Ruski. Or excuse me, beg your pardon. That was Honeyman. Said it's a cross-court pass. And it's a double dribble against Ellinghouse. Wanted to pick it up. Instead, touched it with her left hand and put it back on the floor. 2:54 now left to go. Same score, 22-13, Nemaw Central over Centralia. Peters gets the screen. Still about 40 feet away from the basket, though, as the Thunder continue to bring that heavy pressure. Three-pointer, far side corner. Wells, too short once again. A rebound, this time by Honeyman. Only 1-3 has dropped so far for Nemaw Central, for Centralia. Now, Holthouse will try one near side wing. That one is good, all alone. And Addie Holthouse knocks down her first three of the season. She now has nine. It's 25-13. Right back. Dieters fires away a three. That one's too strong. No passes on that possession. Rebound goes to Tammy Dallinghouse of Nemaw Central. Before pass up to Addie Holthouse. So back to Dallinghouse. Top of the key. High post now. Turning and scoring is Larkin. Driving, kicking, short corner. On the near side wing. Three-pointer on the way for Honeyman. That one way off the right side. Air ball. He goes out of bounds to Centralia. 19-3 run for Nemaw Central. That started about a couple minutes left in the first quarter. Gone almost the entire distance of the second quarter as well with 1:53 left to go. And again, it's Nemaw Central 25, Centralia 13. Dieters stops, gives up top of the key. Right back to Dieters, long three. That one's off the mark, about a 23-footer, and a foul on the rebound is going to be charged against, I believe, the Panthers. That's going to be against Tatum Kramer. That'll send the Thunder to the free throw line as Kramer picks up her first, team seven. will be 1-1 for Hallie Holdhouse, the 5'6" sophomore. Amos Central continues to try to expand their lead. .142 left to go. Front end of the 1-1 is too strong. Rebound loose and picked up by the Panthers. That's Kyra Bergman, the senior. Gives the Eaters who brings it up. Sophomore having a good day today so far. 8 points, none here in the second quarter, however. She gives it up. Three-pointer. Good. Jaden Wells knocks down her second three-pointer of this quarter. She has six. It's 25-16 now. 1:20 left to go. Big three-pointer is Hermish. Emaw Central. Had it momentarily, gives up far side wing for Ella Larkin. Short corner, cross-court pass, top of the key, over the head of Hallie Holdhouse. She touches it up, it's going to be over and back. Turnover to Centralia with 1:08 to go. Panthers inbound the ball from the wing on the near side, near the Thunder scripts. Lobs up to Dieters. Just beyond the backcourt. Now, 1 minute exactly left in this second quarter. Dribbles to her right. Towards the wing. Nice little in and out move and a Euro step. Lays it right side. Good. Spectacular move by Owen Dieters. Beautiful Euro step. 46 seconds left for the Thunder. Drop the key. Hallie Holdhouse. Near side corner for Addie Holdhouse. She's having a nice day today. She has 9. Drop of the key. Hermish gives it to Holdhouse. She'll drive into the middle. Cross-court pass far side to his sister, Hallie Holdhouse. Drives. Pulls up. Six-footer too strong. 28 seconds left. Australia gets a jump ball. Rebound by Bergman, but there to get her hands in there was Ella Larkin. Block shot 26.5, and Omaha Central gets the ball on the jump. Hannah Hermish, the 5'7 junior, to inbound for Omaha Central. Inbound goes to Ella Larkin. 23 seconds left now. Addie Holdhouse has it. Now to Hermish, near side wing. Against Centralia's 2-3 zone. Now 15 seconds. Dolling out. Stop the key. Dribbles with her left hand. Gets to Hermish. Near side. Going to fire away a 3. That one a little too strong. But offensive rebound. Larkin pulls it down. And she's fouled on the floor with 8.6 seconds left. And she'll get 1-1. And that one is going to go against Kuckelman. Her first team's 8. So again, 1-1 free throws for Ella Larkin. And her first one is good. She went 1 of 1 her last time. Her second one was voided by a lane violation. So it's now 26-18. Beaumont Central leading. Again, 8.6 seconds left in the second quarter. Second one from Larkin on the way. And that one rattles around. No good. Rebound Centralia. Pushing it is Kramer with 5 seconds. Pass deflected. 3 seconds. Three ball on the way. That one too strong. 1 second. Rebound by Beaumont Central. And that is how the first half comes to a close. So a strong end of the first quarter, early second quarter for Omaha Central. They pull out in front, 26-18. We'll step aside for a quick break, and then we'll have our halftime show coming up in just a couple minutes. You're listening to our Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMCA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. we'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
26-18 at Yamaha Central Leeds, Centralia at the half. Jared Sluppy back with you from Seneca. It was a good start to the game for the Panthers. They got off to a nice 10-6 lead, but then a nice rally at the end of the first quarter and extending early into the second quarter with the Thunder out in front, and they kind of just took things off from there. Taking a look at your score totals from the first half, leading the way amongst all scorers is the Centralia sophomore Owen Dieters, who has 10 points. She had 8 of those in the first quarter. Jade Wells made a pair of three-pointers in the second quarter to give herself a six-point first half. Senior having a nice day so far. And Tatum Kramer, the lone other scorer, who has 2 points for the sophomore. As for Yamaha Central, they had 5 scorers in the first half, with Addie Holdhouse leading the way with 9 points. She had 7 of those in the second quarter, with a three-pointer being one of those. Ella Larkin has 8 points. Made a couple free throws at the end of the second quarter. 4 points in each quarter so far. Megan Garrity has 2 two-point field goals in each quarter to give herself 4 points. Also, a three-point make from Callie Honeyman gives her 3 points in the first half. And Cammie Dollinghouse made a two-pointer in the first quarter for her 2 points. The Thunder had a 13-10 lead after the first quarter, and then only gave up those 8 points in the entire second quarter in Centralia. Centralia was not able to operate their offense, mainly because Owen Dieters had gotten herself into a little bit of foul trouble. So she had X the game for a couple minutes. She couldn't really get things into a rhythm offensively, and neither could that offense. However, a couple big three-pointers for Jaden Wells has kept Centralia in this game, so we are at a deficit of three possessions for Centralia at the moment. For Yamaha Central, they've been moving the ball around well against the Centralia defense that hasn't really been pushing up against, applying a lot of ball pressure. They've been kind of backing off a little bit. They've been leaving some of those three-pointers open, trying to play tight in the zone. But even then, Yamaha Central has been able to move the ball around the perimeter well quickly. That way the Centralia defense inside has been kind of slow to rotating, and they've been able to expose some of those creases in the middle of the zone, able to score some easy baskets that way. So even though Centralia is playing tight in the middle, they still haven't been able to rotate quick enough for that Yamaha Central offense that has been moving the ball so effectively around the perimeter offensively. And again, that Yamaha Central defense has been so tight on ball pressure, they've been forcing some turnovers. Centralia has not been able to really move the ball around very well here this evening. So that's where we stand. It's 26-18 at the moment here at the half. We'll see if the Panthers can come back in this one, or if Yamaha Central will start running away with it. We'll take another break. We'll come back for your halftime report here on 92.1 KMZA.
Christmas shopping for your family is easy, and you'll save money, too, at Heinen True Value Farm Supplies in downtown Seneca. Through December 3rd, save 20% off all regular-priced outerwear for those cold days. And also, through this Saturday, save 15% off all jeans, denim overalls, and shirts. And you can save 20% off all toys, too. And these are name brands like Tommy, Bruder, Big Farm, Key, Carhartt, and Wrangler. Hurry in and check out the savings that you'll find at Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, 307 Main, downtown Seneca.
NVCH is proud to have Dr. Thompson in our outpatient clinic.
Dr. Thompson is an ophthalmologist who specializes in cataracts. A cataract is a clouding of the lens in the eye that affects the vision. More than half of all Americans will have cataracts by the age of 80, and surgery is the only way to remove a cataract. If you believe that you have cataracts or other eye issues you need to see a specialist for, ask your local physician or optometrist to see Dr. Thompson at NVCH. We're people you know, care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call the right agent, Beth Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
If you need placement for a member of your family in an adult care setting, consider Oakley Place Adult Care Home in Seneca. This new facility was designed and built from the experience of operating care facilities since 1995. It provides uncompromising care as an alternative to the larger institution-like facilities. A home-like setting and a high staff-to-resident ratio has shown to be a far better living environment that's less confusing, especially for those suffering from dementia. Set up a tour at Oakley Place in Seneca today by calling 785-748-1822.
KMZA.
26-18 in Omaha Central, leads Centralia at the half. Jared Slubby back with you, taking a look at some of the other games going around the area. There's the Onega Invitational going on right now. Wetmore is there with Blue Valley Randolph. Had a couple games last night there. Also have a Lynn invite, Washington and Lynn going at it. Washington County, that is, excuse me. Clifton Clyde is at Sacred Park this evening. Also have Frankfort hosting Pawnee City. Pleasant Ridge is at Jefferson County North. Axel is at Donovan West. Jackson Heights on the road at Royal Valley. You can check that out on our website, msvsports.net, on our Cobra channel. McLeod is taking on Horton. Valley Falls on the road at Oskaloosa. Also, Sabetha is hosting Marysville. You can catch that on our Sabetha channel, msvsports.net. And Atchison is hosting Rossville. Taking a look at some of the rankings, first for 1AD1, Centralia at number 2 in the state, only behind Little River. They're taking on Lincoln this evening. Osborne is right behind Centralia at number 3. They're at Billingville tonight. Pretty Prairie, the state champs. They are hosting Argonia. Oshawa County, number 5, they're at Deerfield. Clifton Clyde is number 6 in the poll. They, as mentioned, are at Sacred Heart. Opie is hosting St. Mary's tonight at number 7. Centralia, number 8, they're at Berean Academy. Number 9, South Gray is hosting Ashland. And Burlingame, they are hosting the NEK Nighthawks. As for Class 3A, Goodland, the number 1 team in the state, are hosting Syracuse tonight. Silver Lake, as mentioned, they are hosting St. Mary's. Phillipsburg is at Oakley. They're number 3. Sabetha, as mentioned, they're number 4. They're hosting Marysville. Brother Nemaha Central is number 5 in the state. Cheney is at Clearwater. They're number 6. Colby is number 7. They host Ray on December the 8th. That will be their opener. Halstead, number 8. They are hosting Sedgwick tonight. Southeastern Saline is number 9. They're hosting Heston. And number 10, Eureka in Southeast Kansas is hosting Humboldt. Look at your rankings for the preseason from the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. Ready to get underway here with quarter number 2. Centralia will now move right to left across the radio dial, and they'll have the ball first. With, of course, Nemaha Central going left to right. Near side wing, Kramer gives it up to Haverkamp. Comes off a screen at the top of the key. She gives a couple of dribbles, pulls up, 15-footer, too strong, and rebound is a jump ball. And the possession arrow, of course, goes to Nemaha Central. Again, 26-18 our score. Bringing the ball up for the Thunder is Dollinghouse. Hands it off to Addie Holehouse. Swinging around quickly to Callie Honeyman, far side. Pull up, 14-footer is good for Addie Holehouse. She now has 11. First 10-point score for Nemaha Central. Peters is already there with 10 points. Here's a three-pointer by Jaden Wells, and that is her first three of the third quarter. She had 2 in the second quarter. She has 9. It's 28-21. Honeyman thought about it, then gives up short corner. Dollinghouse. Excuse me, that is Garrity. So get it back on the near side, short corner. Nice little up fake. And blocked from behind was Larkin. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with Nemaha Central. Good defense by Centralia that time. They had a bit of a tough time in that second quarter. Inbound, far side corner. Getting it to the top of the key for Kelly Honeyman. Cross-court pass near side. Head fake by Dollinghouse. It's back to Honeyman. She'll fire away at three. That one a little bit short, but Larkin with the offensive rebound. And she's blocked from behind. And Panthers commit a foul on the... No, it's going to be a Thunder foul out of the break. First team. As that one goes against Dollinghouse, that is her third personal foul. First team. Ellie Ruski checking in. The 5'2 senior checking in for Dollinghouse, the 5'6 sophomore. Far side wing. Crossover pass from Wells to cutting Tatum Kramer. Gives up. Far side, long two. That one is good. Yes, once again, Tatum Wells. She has the hot hand right now. She has 11, now leading all Australia scorers. And kind of an awkward situation because Honeyman, when she drove in, she twisted her ankle. Dieters went flying back. She looked like she was trying to get a charging call. And Honeyman was unable to pick up the ball because she was tending to her injury. And she'll limp over to the sideline. Hate to see that. We'll keep an eye out on her. Hopefully she's okay. But we'll resume play now with Nemaha Central getting the ball underneath their own basket. 6:22. I guess under the Centralia basket. I beg your pardon. Here is Holthouse getting it from the far side wing. Giving it to her sister, Hallie Holthouse. Thought about the three. Instead gives it right back. And Hallie Holthouse is fouled by Haberkamp, and that is her fourth personal foul. So it's likely that's the last we'll see of her for at least the rest of the third quarter. We'll see when they bring her back in. So Dieter's the only player with more than one personal. She has two. Hattie Holthouse, top of the key. Now for Ruski. Puts on the floor once. Picks up her dribble. Now to Hallie Holthouse. Right back to Ruski. Crossover pass, far side, Hattie Holthouse. On top of the key, 5:54 left to go, third quarter. Nemaha Central leads 28-23. Driving is Holthouse. Into the lane, shot up, 7-footer, no good on the run. Rebound, Owen Dieters. Dieters looking to push. Can't find anybody, so she'll hold on to it. Trying to find a lane. In the lane, kicks it out, 3-pointer. That one too short, this time by Tori Kuckelman. Long rebound for Ruthie. She'll drive. And she's tripped up by Dieters. Good defense. Get a hand in and off foul. Now it's a jump ball. Oh, Dieter's a fantastic play by the sophomore. As the possession arrow pointed for Centralia. Chance to make this a one-score game once again. Jaden Wells, the only scorer for Centralia here in this quarter. She has 5 points in this quarter with 11 points on the night. Dieter's bringing it up. They're looking to the far side. They're without one of the best scorers, Lena Haberkamp with 4 personal fouls. Block-to-block pass is intercepted by Hallie Holthouse, and Nemaha Central looks to push. In the corner, Ruski thought about the three. Nice up fake, drives, kicks, 15-footer right at the free throw line. No good, and Larkin is brought to the ground by Dieters, and she'll be charged for the personal. Larkin goes to the ground pretty hard. Dieters really playing hard here this evening as Dieters picks up her third personal. Sophomore leading all out on the court here this evening. Second team foul, charged for Centralia. And the inbound pass intercepted. Back on the Panthers. Far side wing, Kuckelman, and her pass is deflected and stolen right back away. Larkin, one-on-one. Layup is up and no good. Rebound, Holthouse, she's blocked. Second try by Holthouse, and she's blocked, but she's fouled. No one's going to go against Cora Thompson, the freshman. And it's her second personal, third team foul. 2 free throws coming for Addie Holthouse. Looking for her first free throw of the season to drop, and that one too strong. Holthouse with 9 points, make it 11 points, excuse me. 9 in that second quarter. Checking in for the Panthers is Kyra Bergman, and exiting is Jaden Wells. That one is good. So 1-for-2 is full house. She has 12, and a timeout is called by Nemaha Central. We'll take it with them. 29-23, Thunder lead the Panthers. 4:46 left to go here in the girls' game. You're listening to the Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA. 60-second break.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Nemaha Central leads Centralia 29-23, 4:46 left third quarter. Owen Dieters brings the ball up for Centralia. Nice behind the back move, trying to break free from Ellie Ruski, playing pretty hard defense in the backcourt. Now gets across half court, hands it off to Tori Tuckelman. Tuckelman passes to the near side wing for Thompson. She comes off the screen, gets to Dieters. Dieters, step back three pointer. That one off the left side. Loose ball on the rebound, saved by the Thunder into the hands of the Panthers. A fake by Dieters. She'll try another three-pointer. That one is good. Owen Dieters, her first basket of the second half. She has 13. It is 29-26. Pass inside, and Garrity responds with a basket on just one pass. She now has 6 points. Right back to a five-point lead. Now 4 minutes left in the third quarter, halfway point. Dieters, nice backdoor cut down low. Not a great pass, but Thompson receives it underneath the basket, and she's stripped by Addie Holthouse. Back on the Thunder. In transition, nice bounce pass to Larkin. Shot up, good. Take a part, that was Garrity again. So Garrity now with 8 points, and the sophomore makes it 33-26. Oh, nice move by Dieters to get past Ruski. And she'll stop at the far side elbow, and she comes back, and Ruski gets a foul, almost like a clean block. And Ruski, I think she's hurt. She might have been a little bit hurt. She got crossed up by Dieters. So that foul by Ruski is her third personal. And the second team foul. Centralia has 3 team fouls. First free throw on the way, and that one rattles around. No good. For Tori Kuckelman, who has 2 more free throws coming, as that was on a 3-point basket. So Larkin will come and take a seat here for a little bit. Second free throw on the way. That one is pure. So Tori Kuckelman, with her first point of the day, really needing that one. The senior got the start here this evening. And the third one on the way, that one is good. So she goes 2-for-3. Makes it 33-28 with 3:33 left to go in quarter number 3. Jaden Wells checking back into the game for the Panthers. Kuckelman will come and take a breather. Cammy Dollinghouse brings it up for Nemaha Central. Hands it off to Addie Holthouse for giving it up briefly to Ellen Larkin. Near side, Hallie Holthouse. Firing away a 3 is Larkin. Straight away, no good. Offensive rebound for Garrity. She kicks it out. Good rebound by the 6-foot sophomore. Dollinghouse, pass down low. Wide open is Garrity. She lays it in. Ella Larkin with the assist. Garrity has 6 points in the quarter, 10 on the night. It's 35-28. 3 minutes to go in quarter number 3. Dieters makes her move. Hands it off. This is Big Wells, gives it up, pass inside, is stolen away, but they're going to say that Addie Holthouse was on the line. So Centralia will get the ball back. Zena Haberkamp not seeing the floor for most of this third quarter, mainly because she picked up her fourth personal foul early in this third quarter. Inbound, far side corner. And they'll get up to the top of the key. Kim Kramer makes her move to the far side wing, gives up her dribble, bounce pass to Dieters. 2:38 to go, third quarter. To the top of the key. Far side wing. Kramer drives baseline, gets past her man, and she's fouled. She'll get a couple free throws, and she's pushed from behind. And that one is going to go against Addie Holthouse. That is her second and team's third. A couple free throws are coming for Tatum Kramer. Kramer with 2 points on the day. That was a two-point field goal back in the first quarter. First one on the way, too strong off the backboard to the right side of the rim. Chance to still make it a two-possession game. She connected right here. On the way, and good. Tori Kuckelman checking in for Kyra Bergman. The Thunder have a 35-29 lead on the Panthers with 2.5 to go in quarter number three. Opening night, 2022-23 high school basketball season here on Kansas Land Radio. Bounce pass near side, looking for a cross-court pass, then gives up Ella Larkin top of the key. Here is Maggie Cook in the game for the first time in the half. She has it from the top of the key. Eddie Holthouse from the far side to the near side block, gives it up to the far side block, nice step pass from to Larkin, and she's fouled. Beautiful touch pass by Reagan Garrity. She'll get a couple free throws. As that will be Larkin, or beg your pardon, Tori Kuckelman, with her second personal foul, fourth team foul. First free throw on the way, and good by Ella Larkin. First point of the quarter, she has 9 now. Second on the team in points. She'll make that third behind Holthouse, who has 12, and Garrity, who has 10. Second free throw, no good. Rebound for Centralia. 2:03 now left to go. 36-29. Nice behind-the-back move yet again by Dieters. She's really perfected that. She's really utilizing it. She is fouled on the floor by Kimmy Dollinghouse. That will be her fourth personal, fourth team foul as well. Panthers trying to once again make it a two-possession game. Near side wing, here's Kramer. Far side wing for Kuckelman. Fire away at 3. That one's too strong. Long rebound goes to Larkin in transition. 2-on-1. Bounce pass up ahead. Defense catches up to it. Pass deflected, but to Holthouse, and she'll lay it in. A little bit of a break for Nemaw Central. A little bit of a dysfunctional transition there, but not putting it in the basket. Either way, it's now 38-29. Splitting a double team. Fire away at 3 off the dribble. No good by Dieters. And a rebound by Ellie Ruski. She's bumped, bringing it up. Not going to call the foul, though. Far side wing, 3-ball on the way. That one is short by Maggie Cook. Long rebound for the Thunder. Near side short corner, briefly by Garrity. Now bring it to the top of the key. Eddie Holthouse will hold on to it with 1:06 left to go in quarter number 3. Here's Cook with it. Far side wing for Holthouse, short corner. Nice move by Larkin. She gets free, but misses a shot. And Garrity is fouled going up. He's pushed by Cora Thompson. No, that's actually going to be on Dieters. That's going to be her fourth foul. They're going to go ahead and leave her in the game with 55 seconds left in the third quarter as a long three-pointer is good from the far side corner by Ellie Ruski. Her first basket of the day. It's 41-29 Thunder. Dieters off a screen, drives middle, baseline on the near side, and she's bumped by Maggie Cook. That is her first and team foul number 5. Both teams with 5 team fouls. Anna Hermes checking in for the first time in the quarter. Hallie Holthouse back in the game as well. And we got a turnover by Centralia. Tatum Kramer stepped over the line as she inbounded it. And Omaha Central gets the ball back up 41-29 with 40 seconds left in quarter number three. Hallie Holdhouse running point. 5-6 sophomore dribbles to her right, now retreats back to the middle. Looking for the final shot. A bounce pass, pressure deflected, but finds Ruski. She'll get it right back. Holdhouse, top of the key from inside the C at half court. Back to Ruski with 15 seconds left. Back to Holdhouse. Far side for Hermish. Holdhouse with 8 seconds. Gets a screen by her sister. Gives it to Hermish. Pass down low to Larkin. Pressure deflected. Picks it up and scores. Far side block. Ella Larkin. And that is the end of the quarter. 43-29. Omaha Central leads Centralia. We'll take a minute break. We'll be back with quarter number four here on 92.1 KMCA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
Omaha Central leads Australia 43-29. Thunder getting the ball right out of the break. And we are back underway. 8 minutes left in this one. From Seneca. Hermish, top of the key to Hallie Holthouse. To Ruski. And offensive foul is going to be called on an illegal screen on the far side block. That's going to be against Addie Holthouse. That is her third in Team 6. Australia with her first possession of the quarter. They got the game within 3 at one point, but it's right back to a 14-point lead for the Thunder. Eaters kick the far side corner. Long 3 on the way by Haberkamp. That one's no good. And a loose ball picked up by the Thunder. Haberkamp missing most of the third quarter due to having 4 personal fouls. Hallie Holdhouse on transition. The top to Ruski. She'll get it right back. 7:18 to go in the game. 43-29, Omaha Central. Hallie Holdhouse to her sister Addie. Pulls up 15-footer. Left it short. Underneath the basket. Loose ball picked up by Centralia. Now it's push. Eaters with it. Sophomore point guard pushes it up ahead. It's intercepted by Hallie Holdhouse. She'll look to push. Sophomore stops, and she'll hand it off just to the left of the Thunder script on the Omaha Central court. Nice cut by Ellie Larkin, but she's double-teamed, kicks it out to Hallie Holdhouse. Dribbles to her right from the top of the key. Now pass to Ruski. Far side waiting for Hermish. Now down low. Larkin, far side block. She is quadruple-teamed. It's stripped away, and it'll stay with the Thunder. And she had 4 Panthers surrounding her. I think a cross-court pass might have worked a little more effectively that time for Omaha Central. Inbound it. All 4 inbounders on the perimeter. Near side is Holdhouse. It's Ruski. Threw her hands for a second, but near midcourt gives up to Hallie Holdhouse. Top of the block, it's intercepted by the Panthers. Dieters leads the break. She'll retreat briefly before trying to push it again to the near side block. She makes a move to the outside, cuts to the inside, misses her shot. Hits her own rebound, kicks it out to the corner. Wells back to Dieters for the 3. That one off the right side of the rim. Rebound, Addie Holdhouse. 6:05 to go in the game. Still 43-29, Omaha Central leading Centralia. Opening game of the new basketball season. Far side wing for Hallie Holdhouse. Dribbles middle, stops. Taruski, wide open down low was Addie Holdhouse in the sear. And they're going to call a timeout. Coach Hilton, not liking what he was seeing. Take a 30-second timeout, so we'll go and keep it here. Just a reminder that we have our new courtside guides available. Get you ready for this brand new 2022-23 season. Just because you're missing opening night doesn't mean you have to miss what's going on for the rest of the season. Go pick it up at any of our locations posted on our website, nfcsports.net. You can pick up your copy today and get yourself geared up for the brand new basketball season. It'll have our predictions. And spoiler alert, I'm going to spoil it all for you. Both teams are predicted very high in their respective leagues. That's right, we have predictions. We also have schedules and what to expect for each team this season in terms of rosters. We're back underway, 5:48 to go. 43-29, Nemaha Central leading Centralia. Thunder with the ball out of the break. Short corner, Garrity, pass to cutting Larkin. Gives up to Addie Holthouse. Kick it out. Open look for Hallie Holthouse. Three-pointer on the way. Too strong. Long rebound for Addie Holthouse. And she is held. That's going to be a foul against Centralia. Panthers fans behind me wanting that to be a jump ball. But instead, it's going to be a foul against Cora Thompson. That is her third. And team six. Both teams have 16 fouls, and they are now in the single bonus. Larkin, one dribble, giving it up. Partially deflected, gets it to Dollinghouse. To the Nemaha Central C at half courts. Jab step, looks on. Now to Hallie Holthouse. One dribble, stops, gives up to Larkin. To the top of the paint, and Garrity is fouled down low, and she will shoot some free throws. And that one goes against Thompson again. That is her fourth. So Haberkamp, Peters, and Thompson all with four fouls apiece. That's for Nemaha Central. They don't have anybody with four fouls, but Ruski and Addie Holthouse have three apiece. Front end is no good. Rebound by Dieters. Looking to push up ahead. It's up to Haberkamp. Passes behind her, so she has to retrieve it. And she'll fire away a three from the near side wing. No good. Not a great shot selection that time for the Panthers. Thunder now look to push. Three on one. And Hallie Holthouse brings it back. Smart move. Up by 14. 4:52 to go. Still 43-29. Both teams in a bit of a dry spell. And a pass to the near side for Addie Holthouse. No points yet in this quarter, actually. Pass down low, shot up by Larkin is no good. Gets her on miss, and she fouled going up. So a two free throw situation for Ella Larkin. Looking to break this scoreless 3.5 minutes to start this fourth quarter, and it is good. One more coming for the senior. That one is good as well. Larkin now with 13 points on her day. Shut up is no good from the perimeter. Too strong from Tori Kupperman. Rebound for the Thunder. Goes to push. Addie Holthouse to her sister. The far side wing. All alone, but not taking the shot was Cammie Dollinghouse. And she'll get it back. She'll fire away this time, and she knocks down the three. Dollinghouse now has 5 points on her day. And Dieters is fouled and hit in the head, and that one is no good. It'll be 1-1. It went in, but is on the floor. So 1-1 free throws coming up. So that one goes against Ella Larkin. That is only her first personal. Great news. You're the Thunder. Front end for Dieters is here. Dieters now has 14 points. Back end is no good. Rebound by Addie Holthouse. 48-30 our score. 3:53 remaining. Larkin gives it to Hallie Holthouse. Top of the key for Cammie Dollinghouse. Home fake pass. Now the high post to Garrity briefly before kicking it out to Holthouse. Dollinghouse gives it to Addie Holthouse. Gets it right back to her. Top of the key, Larkin drives right side, gets a screen from Garrity. Falling away, puts up a not a great shot. Rebound by Centralia on the miss. Centralia looking to push, down by 18. Driving baseline underneath the basket, kicking to Dieters. It's deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Hallie Holthouse. Tim Kramer was right under the basket, but couldn't find an angle to put up a shot. Timeout called by first-year head coach Dusty Thompson with 3:18 left to go in the fourth quarter, with Omaha Central leading 48-30 over Centralia. Step aside for 30 seconds back here on the Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Go, Jared.
Sophomore having a very nice night, but hasn't quite been enough to keep the Panthers in this game. The second free throw is no good, but rebounded by the Panthers. And off to Dieters. Dribbles into the corner. Fires away a tough three off the dribble. No good. Rebound by Addie Holthouse, who's double-teamed, but she's able to break through it. Now stop. Give it up ahead to Dollinghouse. Right back to Addie Holthouse from the C and the NC logo at midcourt. She'll get it right back. 2:48 to play. Dollinghouse to Garrity briefly to Addie Holthouse, drives left side from the far side elbow, and she scores off the backboard. Holthouse now with 16 points, and it's 50-31. Peters hands it off to Haberkamp. Is it right back? Kuckelman fires away a three, and that one is pure. Kuckelman with her first field goal of the day. She has 5 points, and timeout is called by the Panthers. 50-34 with 2:23 left to go. And we'll go ahead and step aside for 30 seconds here at 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KMZA.
Omaha Central with the ball. They lead 50-34. 2:19 left to go in the game. And in the girls' contest, opening night, high school basketball in the state of Kansas. A jump-off pass, shot up too strong by Larkin, but an offensive rebound, and put back by Reagan Garrity, who's having a very solid night. She has 12 points, and it's now 52-34. That foul is called on the floor against the Thunder, so free throws coming up for Centralia. That one goes against Dollinghouse. That is her fifth. So she has fouled out of this game. She finishes with 5 points on her day. Nice performance by the 5'6 sophomore. made a three-pointer here earlier in this quarter, made a two-point field goal in the first quarter as well. First free throw in the 1-1 is no good from Tatum Kramer. Loose ball picked up by the Thunder in the corner, and from one knee, Coach Tufjin calls a timeout. Should clarify, Holthouse on one knee, not Heltjen. 52-34, now the 32nd timeout. We'll take it with them here at 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest-cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
Girls game between Centralia and Omaha Central. Thunder lead at 52-34, 1:54 to go in the contest. Thunder facing some Centralia pressure. They're able to get across half court. Larkin drives from the right side and a pass from Garrity, and she's fouled. So Larkin gets a couple free throws. That one goes against Huckleman. That is her fourth. I had three, but I was off. 19th foul. I think that's 10th. That might be the missing foul that I was looking for. First free throw off the mark for Larkin. Having a nice day. 13 points for the 5'9 senior. Addie Holthouse, though, leading the team with 16 points. Reagan Garrity also having a very nice day. She has 12 points as well. Second free throw is off the right side. 0 for 2 is Larkin. Rebound Peters with 1:45 to go. Centralia looking to push. Right side driving. Shot off the backboard is good. And Peters now has 17 on her day. Averaged 17.6 points per game last year in her freshman season. 1:25 left to go. Ruski passes behind Hallie Holthouse, intercepted by Dieters. Centralia once again in transition. Driving baseline side is Tabor Camp. Bounce pass from side to side. It's loose. Picked up by Panthers. And head coach Betsy Thompson calls another timeout. 1:14 left to go. This is a full timeout, so we'll step aside for 60 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie? Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
FM KMZA.
Curlia with the ball out of the break, trailing 52-34 against Omaha Central. 1:09 left to go. Off a curl screen, step back three pointer for Dieters. Too strong. Rebound Ella Larkin. And the theme of tonight's game for Omaha Central has been responding when Centralia has been able to get back within arm's distance. At one point, Centralia got this game back within three. It was 28-25. Here we are sitting at 52-34. 45 seconds left. Omaha Central well on their way to starting the 2022-23 season 1-0 here at home. Long away as Larkin puts up a tough shot. No good. Very important. That was Holthouse. Larkin cleans it up. Her first field goal of this fourth quarter. She has 15. And it's 54-34. Largest now lead of the game. She just drives left side. She's fouled. And on the floor would have been an and-one in college. As that foul goes against Addie Holthouse, that is her fourth. Peters trying to rally, having a tough time. A couple tough shots here in the fourth quarter, third and fourth quarter. Some of her shots just have not been able to fall. She's still having a very productive day. She is now at 19 points as she goes 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Has quite a few missed shots here this evening, mainly because she's been trying to get the team back within arm's distance quickly. As she commits a personal, and that's going to be it for her night. So Owen Dieters finishes with 19 points. Very nice opening evening to her season. Fortunately, it's going to be during a loss. First free throw too strong by Hallie Holthouse as they are now in the double bonus. Coming in for Nemaw Central is Carly Rottinghouse, the 5'7 sophomore. Also in is Zoe Sudbeck. Second free throw was no good. Shot up, no good. Rebound from Framer. Get out for a long two. On the way, that one too strong by Cora Thompson. Another offensive rebound. And Lena Haverkamp is fouled with 0.4 seconds left at 54-36. Another reminder that the men's game is coming up right after, not immediately after this one. It'll be a little bit of a break in between, so we'll send it back to the studio for a little bit. Then come back for the night capper as the first free throw is good for Haverkamp, who makes her first point of the evening. Tough night for her. Season ago, averaged 10 points a game, 4.9 rebounds per game, second team all CBL as the second free throw is no good, and that is your ball game. 54-37, Nemaw Central, 1-0. We'll send it to a break. We'll come back with your post-game, and we'll send it back to the studio in just a little bit. You're listening to our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMTA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
The answer is yes.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Omaha Central defeats Centralia on the girls' side 54-37. Jared Slumpy back with you, and let's now take a look at your post-game stats. First for Centralia, Owen Dieters, the sophomore, with 19 points. Jaden Wells, the senior, had a nice day as well. She had 11. Tori Kuckelman had 5. Tatum Framer had 3. And Lena Haberkamp had a free throw. As for Omaha Central, leading the way in scoring was Addie Holthouse with 16 points. Ella Larkin, she had 15. Reagan Garrity had 15. Kemi Dollinghouse had 5. And Ellie Ruschke and Callie Honeyman both had 3 apiece. Time to crown your Farmers State Bank player of the game. And I'm going to give it to the leading scorer for Omaha Central, and that was Addie Holthouse. She looked spectacular in the two middle quarters. She had 7 points in the second quarter and 5 in the third. It was a big reason why they were able to pull away from Centralia here tonight. So she is our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. We're now go ahead and send it back to the studio. Once again, our final score for the girls' side. Omaha Central wins over Centralia 54-37. You're listening to our Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA.